Now, the rest of the story. The Roman Empire. Neither before nor since, some say, has human life been so glorious. The Roman Empire is an ancient yardstick by which all civilization is measured. Just how sophisticated was the human race centuries ago? Well, we've often envisioned the men of bygone days as essentially different from us, particularly as lesser than us, shorter, more vulnerable to disease, dying younger. But the ancient conquerors of our world were big, healthy people, as tall as we, at least as robust. From their graves, their skeletal remains, we know they lived to past retirement age and experienced virtually no tooth decay. Now, we've supposed that women of that society were second-class citizens, that they stayed home and tended youngsters and kept house while their husbands ventured forth acting important. Almost certainly, that's a misconception. Indeed, women then received the same decorations, the same honors as men. The conquerors groomed themselves fastidiously. The men shaved. Women's hair was coiffed. And how elaborately they dressed. In their ruins, sewing needles have been found, needles as fine as any made today. Needles intended for intricate stitching and beadwork. Yes, they did wear simple, loose-fitting tunics, but only sometimes. Other times, they sported smartly tailored trousers and collared shirts with cuffed sleeves and jackets with hoods, clothing you would never picture them wearing. The conquerors made beautiful music together. A favorite instrument was apparently the flute, had a soprano range of an octave and a half and a pure, clear tone. The conquerors also made war. It was they who invented spear-throwing devices. Equipment which allowed a soldier or a hunter to hurl spears faster and more accurately than he could have by hand. Of all of the aspects of their culture which have survived, their art has proved most durable of all. They produced graphic art, of course, painting three-dimensional, and yet some of their sculpture is remarkably reminiscent of modern abstract art, especially their so-called Venuses. Some of their art reveals a sense of slapstick humor and subtle thought and elaborate language. Just as their ruins reveal villages and the ancient equivalent of summer condominiums and a system which appears to have been governed by zoning laws. For the society you've just heard described was not that of ancient Rome, but of another culture which conquered the world long before. A complex people who laid the foundations for human communication and for class distinctions and trade and even fashion. Now, all of your life, you have pictured the creatures who stalked the earth on two legs 35,000 years ago as ignorant cavemen wearing loose skins, utterly meaningless grunts. Those cavemen never were. They lived in huts, actually, some made of wood, others of stone, some even of mammoth bone. Tens of thousands of years before civilization as we know it, people were people, just like us, and civilized to the degree that I've just described. So the next time somebody tells you Ice Age men were barely distinguishable from monkeys, well, you tell them the rest of the story.